Welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It's Friday, August 6, 2010. First Friday in August. I found out since recording the last podcast, I'm going to be going to Star Wars Celebration in Florida. So I might be doing some stuff from there. We'll see how that works out. Scheduling is special. So I'm hoping for the best. We should try to do something. But there should be a lot of new Star Wars on display there, some of which you may have already seen or heard about. But it should be exciting. Anyway, let's get started this week with movies. Last week in the box office, Inception was number one for the second week in a row with $27.5 million. Dinner for Schmucks was number two with $23.5 million. Salt came in at number three with $19.5 million. Despicable Me kept in the top five with $15.5 million. And Charlie St. Cloud at $12.4 million rounded out the top five. New this week, The Other Guys with Will Ferrell and Step Up 3D with Dancing. And Middlemen with Internet Pornography. Really, it's something for everyone, I would say. In the news, Quentin Tarantino is rumored to direct a new movie version of The Shadow. Seems unlikely, but who knows? Tarantino mentioned he wanted to do something entirely his own. I don't think The Shadow would be that, but you never know. An American Werewolf in London is up for a remake. There you go. Terry Gilliam's Man Who Killed Don Quixote is on hold again, this time due to reported budget issues. Hopefully it'll actually get made this time. Along with Pixar's Newt, Beauty and the Beast 3D is now off the schedule for Disney, meaning it won't be out for a couple of years. Monsters, Inc. 2 is scheduled for November 2nd, 2012. So far, that could change, of course. Twilight fans, mark your calendars, because Breaking Dawn Part 2 is scheduled for November 16th, 2012, just a couple of weeks after Monsters, Inc. 2. Another G.I. Joe movie is coming, and Steven Sommers is saying that he is likely to direct. No release date yet, but the writers of Zombieland are set to write, and that sounds good, and early feedback is apparently good. FX, the cable network, renewed its comedy series Louie, featuring Louis C.K. for a second season. It's a very good show. I enjoy it a lot. I would recommend it to you if you don't mind things that are dirty, because it is, and it's funny. They're also pushing a new comedy show called Alabama, which is a Star Trek parody from the Reno 911 crew. Thomas Lennon is involved. We're curious to see more. It follows the USS Alabama. The Superions, with Fred Schneider of the B-52s, will be doing a Christmas album. Sadly, it will not be a bunch of cover songs, so we won't be hearing Frosty the Snowman!
Inappropriate!
I didn't think it was that bad, but I understand, Clive Clemens. Let's get on to toys. Transformers, Hailstorm, Dark Mountain, and others are hitting now. We have, or had, them in stock. It depends on when you listen to this. If you pre-ordered with us, they're probably on your way now. We also are hearing new Power Core Combiners Wave 2 are hitting, as is the Toys R Us exclusive Masterpiece Grimlock, which we sold at the Entertainment Earth booth at Comic-Con. The Stealth Force vehicles are also starting to show up. I got to play with a bunch of these. It's kind of cool. The big ones have a sort of a motor in them, so when you pull the tab, it's got this little wind-up noise. It sounds just like the old Coleco Starcom vehicles. I really like that. And the little ones, you just slide the roof or push a button and it goes into an attack mode, kind of like the old Mask vehicles, but without action figures. They're really neat, but if you ever get the chance to look at one in the package, you can play with it in the box and pretty much get everything you can get out of it without buying it, which I shouldn't be telling you. But it's true, you can really get a good feel for them without even having to make the purchase. Clone Wars. We have images up of the next wave of figures and the super cool Mandalorian Troopers Battle Pack. Four Mandalorians. Four. Awesome. Lego. Wave 2 of the minifigures are up for pre-order now. The first series was crazy popular and quite hard to get, so I suggest you get your order or pre-order in right now if you have the chance. And you have the chance, so go for it. Don't miss out on the Mexican, the Pop Star, the Vampire. So many good figures in this set. I've already pre-ordered a bunch, and I'll probably buy more. DC Universe, new series of figures is up for pre-order from Mattel, including Robin, Riddler, Jonah Hex, Azrael in his Batman-y gear, and much more. It's gorgeous. Green Lantern Classics are also up for pre-order. They're DC Universe figures, but all Green Lantern. And they include the likes of, where's my note? I wrote it here. Kyle Rayner, Mongol, Black Lantern, Abin Sur, and a heck of a lot more. Retro action figures from Mattel include Cheetah, Wonder Woman, The Flash, and Captain Cold. Can't say I like the Wonder Woman, but it is, of course, a prototype and subject to change. G.I. Joe, an unknown Volcano Viper repaint, is showing up on eBay with bright yellow and orange on his costume. It's different than the Lava Pod vehicle version, which did not see wide release or really any release in the US, and the one sample of the repainted Volcano Viper sold for over $300. It is unknown if it is a test shot or an upcoming Pursuit of Cobra toy, but just so you're aware, such a thing exists, and maybe you can have it, maybe you can't. Kick-ass fans, we have the Mezzets from Comic-Con up for order. They're actually in stock right now if you'd like them. They're a lot like Mighty Mugs, and I think they're pretty great. 6 inches tall, nicely painted, good stuff. Strawberry Shortcake fans, take note. A 30th anniversary 1980-style Kenner 3-pack of retro Strawberry Shortcake dolls is coming, with, of course, the title doll, as well as Orange Blossom and Raspberry Tart. I would recommend picking these up for a special someone in your life if they were a child in the 1980s. Pre-order at Entertainment Earth. I'm going to keep reminding you, pre-order LEGO Minifigures Series 2 at Entertainment Earth today. You can actually get a pre-order in for a 10-pack or a 60-pack, that's a full retail display box, of this amazing batch of figures. You might say, why do I want to do that? Well, if you tried to find Series 1, you probably know why you want to do that. This will pretty much help you get the figures instead of not getting them. We also have a gorgeous series of Star Wars Funko Monster Mashups. They come in two sizes, regular and mini. They're coming this fall. You can get a Stormtrooper Skeleton, Darth Vader Frankenstein, Yoda Gremlin Gargoyle, and Chewbacca Werewolf. The prices are pretty good, the sculpting is pretty good, and I think you're going to like them. So check them out today on Entertainment Earth. That's all for this week. I have to record additional episodes of the podcast, so I have to go. Follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/enterth, E-N-T-E-A-R-T-H, because entertainment won't fit. I'll see you next time, which will either be next week or 2 weeks, on the Entertainment Earth podcast.